the All Arizona Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
Mesa man arrested for impersonating an officer.
Every time I hear this kind of story, I just scratch my head and go, why? Why would you outfit your car to look like an unmarked car, but it has all the lights on it? Why would you, try to like buy a uniform and then try to pull over people when this guy, Matthew Disbro, allegedly tried to pull over troopers when he was driving an unmarked yellow Ford Mustang?
Was he trying to pull troopers over, or did he pull over a car and found out they were troopers?
That's a great question.
That's the thing that I think happened.
Yeah. The troopers saw Disbro's black Dodge Charger, which was equipped with law enforcement-style emergency lighting. They ran the license plate, found the car was registered to a private citizen. Then Disbro allegedly activated his red and blue flashing lights in an attempt to pull the troopers over.
Oh, this guy deserves to get caught. How many times? You know what? How many times did this guy pull people over?
Yes.
He's not a police officer.
And what did he do, or what information did he get?
I think that people know that this is very dangerous.
Absolutely.
What did this guy? This guy could have sexually assaulted people. He could have robbed people. He could have given them fake tickets. He could have caused them anxiety. He could have done a lot. I mean, I think this guy, I don't think he's a wannabe police officer. I think he likes to stir trouble. I think he likes to cause trouble. Pulling people over. Mm. He's not an officer.
Four.
Arpaio gets duped.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio tells Breitbart News that Sacha Baron Cohen duped him into an interview last year while posing as famous comedian from Finland.
Okay, so Sacha Baron Cohen, he's done this to a lot of people. He is the actor that he was Borat, remember?
Borat, who a number of years ago duped a couple of people, I think even including Jeff Sessions at the time.
He duped Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He duped a lot of people. So Sacha Baron Cohen has a new character, and he duped Arpaio. And the reason Joe Arpaio did this interview is because no one was asking him to do interviews.
That's the only reason I thought
really,
he would do the interview.
Joe Arpaio's not. Nobody's calling Joe Arpaio these days saying, hey, we really think you got a shot at this Senate race in Arizona. Why don't you come on? No, I mean, this was...
Arpaio should have been wise to this because he said two producers selected him as one of the 20 most popular people in America.
Yeah, somebody called Arpaio and said, we think you're popular, and you're one of the 20 most popular
right.
people. Oh, really?
He's not one of the 20 most popular people in this county, let alone the country.
Arpaio says the comedian told him the interview was for a feature that was being sold to Showtime, and that the show had selected him as one of the 20 most popular people in America.
I think he should have known. I know I'm not even
right
in the top 1,000.
You're not even close.
Three.
Number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download. Name the baby giraffe.
Okay, here we go. Phoenix Zoo has a new cute giraffe. Oh, who's 6 feet tall?
Who's six feet tall?
You are.
You're so cute.
The 7-year-old giraffe gave birth to a baby June 26th, and they've been caring for her in the zoo's giraffe barn. Didn't know they had that. They want you to pick it, but it's not going to be like what happened in Britain's Natural Environmental Research Council asking to name a boat. It was Bodie McBoatface that occurred.
What was Bodie McBoatface?
The contest for Britain's Natural Environmental Research Council asking to name the $284 million polar research ship in 2016.
And
they had
called
to go with Bodie McBoatface.
Because that's what people wanted?
That's what people wanted.
All right. So the Phoenix Zoo asks you, vote on the name of a baby giraffe. I've got a couple here. Mac, you tell me what you think. How about Hubie?
Hubie.
I remember there was a former baseball player when I was growing up in New York named Hubie Brooks.
Okay.
Always liked the name Hubie.
Basketball coach Hubie Brown.
Hubie Brown, yeah. How about Wally?
Wally.
What do you think?
I have no idea what to name a giraffe.
Becky Lynn, give me a name. What do you like? Becky Lynn, give me a name. What do you like?
Is it a girl or a boy?
Does it matter?
Tom.
How do you tell? You can just walk under
just
it and
name
look?
Name him Tom.
Like, walk under it and look up?
Two.
Go ahead, Gatos.
Yeah.
How historic was Monday's monsoon?
Pretty historic. There is someone saying it's probably in the top two.
Really?
Now, wait a minute. How
top two?
Yeah, because I remember that haboob that was a massive ball of dust a number of years ago?
You were in the middle of it on a plane. You got.
I do. I remember.
Remember?
That.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were delayed coming back, and we had to land in
Vegas.
Las Vegas. You're right.
As I recall, was there a monsoon attached to the Habub, though, that time, or was it just the wall of dust?
I thought it brought a storm or some storm.
I can't even remember if it did or not. I just remember the wall of dust.
Well, put it this way. National Weather Service meteorologist Bianca Hernandez is saying that it's probably in the top two. The storm chasers are saying it was similar to the big one in 2011. That's the one that you were in.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I knew it was big. I knew the time of day that it happened right in the middle of drive time makes it even bigger. But it did go throughout the entire valley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So was the dust as high, you know, miles up?
I don't remember
as the one
seeing
in 2011?
I don't know. Yeah, because that one was, they said, at least a mile high. Mm-hmm.
It swallowed the city.
Yeah.
In terms of how much rain, it's not even close. I think we have a few inches of rain. One of the records in Arizona for monsoon, we got like 8 inches of rain.
Wow.
From one monsoon. We didn't even come close to that.
Right.
Yeah. I looked it up.
One. It's been 1 year.
Can't believe it, but... This weekend marks the one-year anniversary that U.S. Senator John McCain was diagnosed with glioblastoma, brain cancer.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
Well, he's 81 years old. The last time he was at the Senate, I think we'll all remember his really incredible speech about how we need to work together again. Because remember, Congress actually used to work together at one point. Now they are one of the most inept parts of government. They are the most inept part of government. And then he voted down health care with the big thumbs down. But yeah, it's been a year. There are some doctors that are saying a couple different things. One, maybe his glioblastoma. Is it glioblastoma? Is that how it's pronounced?
Glioblastoma. Okay.
Maybe it is not. It is a little bit less aggressive than normal. Now, I don't know that to be true. The other thing is, guy's tough as nails. You just never know
and
about John McCain.
He's getting the best care, too.
Getting the best care.
Right.
Wasn't Cindy McCain, didn't she have something to say about this, too?
Yeah, she thanked everybody, supporters and caregivers.
Yeah.
The people who are taking care of John McCain. Because, well, you know, with your family, your dad is now the primary caregiver to your mom.
Right.
With what she's going through. It's not easy.
No.
It really isn't.
We texted back and forth with Meghan McCain earlier today talking about this, so...
We just wish him well.
Doing okay, yeah.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Megan Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea. With no mask, no hose, no noise, go to inspiresleep.com today.
All right, should an Arizona state lawmaker get booted for bragging about going 140 on a valley highway? What a dope.
All right, here...
What a dope.
Oh, well.
What a...
Yeah.
What a dope.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, this month, KTAR News is teaming up with Pacifico for Discover Arizona. And this week's destination is to the Grand Canyon. Text AZ. That's AZ to 411923 for your chance to win a 2-day trip on the Grand Canyon Railway.
You know, I don't like Republicans or Democrats, and I know you're pretty much the same way. We've been doing this show for almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like politicians on either side. But I got to tell you, there's something very wrong with some Republican representatives here in the Valley at the Arizona State Legislature. We've got, you know, we've got some wackos there, don't we? I mean, we really do. Don Shooter, perv. Remember, he got booted. He got voted out because of 9 women that complained they were sexually harassed by this guy.
He got kicked out by his own,
right.
His own people or not constituents, not the voters.
We've,
but then he's trying to run for re-election again.
We've got something named Representative David Stringer.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the guy who said, oh, I don't know. There are not enough white kids in Arizona schools.
To go around.
Yeah.
To help other minorities assimilate.
He also said teachers have second jobs because they want to pay for their big fancy boats.
Oh, yeah.
How dumb is he?
Boy, I didn't see one boat down parked at that cap on that Capitol lawn during Red for Ed.
Yeah, I didn't see any Ferraris parked down there either. We have Representative Kelly Townsend. She's crazy. She wants to sue teachers for walking out during Red for Ed. And now we've got represent this guy from Lake Havasu City. He's a chronic speeder. Is that a thing? Chronic speeder. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you could be. Yeah.
Representative Alonzo Mosley.
No.
Representative Paul Mosley.
Right. Alonzo Mosley was the guy in Midnight Run, the movie.
I know. I always get that wrong. That was an awesome movie. Can I call him Alonzo Mosley? Because it makes me feel better. Representative Paul Alonzo Mosley. So this guy speeds, right? And he got pulled over by the police. And the police said, dude, you're like going 50 miles an hour over the speed limit.
He was doing 97 and a 55.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't break the law because I can, but because I, just trying to get home 130.
All right. Hold it right there. Hold it right there.
Okay.
I don't break the law because I can. I break the law
because I can.
Right. There's no other reason than for you to notice he's dumbfounded during that sentence of I don't break the law because I can. I break the law to. Well, I guess I break the law because I can. That's the only reason. You have Arizona legislative immunity.
Yes.
But
it means that if you're speeding and you get pulled over, you get immunity. You don't get a ticket. That's actually like.
But
we asked our friend, Mac and Gato's political expert,
legal expert,
Monica Lindstrom. So what's the deal with this legislative immunity? You've got some guy who is supposedly representing us.
And not coming down to the Capitol to vote. He's not speeding to the Capitol for a vote.
Bragging after being pulled over.
Right.
He said speeds up to 140.
Right.
Is he allowed to do that with this legislative immunity, Monica Lindstrom?
Representative Mosley does have the authority to claim legislative immunity, but not how he did it and at the time he did it.
Aha!
Under the Arizona Constitution, members of the legislature do have certain types of immunity and privileges. They can't be arrested unless it's something like treason or there's a felony or breach of the peace. They also can't be subject to what's called civil process. But that's only during the time the legislature is in session. And at the time he was stopped and used this excuse, the legislature was not in session.
Yeah, the legislature works like 5 weeks a year.
Or something like that. Right.
And that's really about it.
Right. I mean, these are people that have other jobs. They work in and have their lives in the state. And then they represent wherever they're from. But it's only for a couple of months. It's not like Congress. Congress is a full-time job in Washington, D.C. You have to get there, and then maybe you take vacation to come home.
Yeah.
These guys and women, they all live where their districts are, except for Don Shooter. The law is supposed to make sure that no one can delay them from voting.
Right.
And what I'm surprised at is, A, you've got a guy who basically says, I do this all the time. I'd never admit to that. And then B, I'm just kind of surprised at the cop. I'm surprised that the cop doesn't say, you're not in session. You're going 97 in a 55.
Well, the cop tried to lecture the guy. But he was over the top.
But he wasn't going to give him a ticket. And I'm surprised that he didn't give him a ticket.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the police officer doesn't know it. Maybe here's my legislative immunity. You can't touch me. Ha, ha, ha,
okay.
ha.
Okay, so that brings up my next point of, if this is the case, that more and more of these legislators are, you know, ha, ha, it's the middle of summer, and I'm going to Lake Havasu at 110. I've got Arizona immunity with my camper in the back, and we're going 140. No. There's no legislative session. Law enforcement needs to know if they're going almost double the speed limit. It doesn't matter who you are. You need to be busted.
Yeah. So what happened was Republican House Speaker J.D. Mesnard. I mean, how many times has this guy had to come out and bash his own people in his party? And good for him for doing it. I mean, he bashed Shooter.
He tried to give Shooter a couple of times. He tried to keep his job, and Shooter just shot himself in both feet.
Right.
And Mesnard finally said, "Dude, you're done. We got to get rid of you."
He talked about David Stringer. He's a total racist. This guy. He wants more white kids in school. J.D. Mesnard had to come out and say something about him. Now J.D. Mesnard's got to come out and talk about the chronic speeder.
And actually said in his statement, nothing short of an emergency justifies that kind of speeding, and assertions of immunity in that situation seem outside the intent of the constitutional provision. It is.
Yeah.
And I would say to J.D. Mesnard, next session, you got to do something about
change
this.
The law.
Either change it or do something, because this, it's one thing, and this goes all the way back to high school. It's one thing to know that there's a guy that's better, bigger, whatever than you. It's another when they point it out.
Mm.
And that's exactly what Mosley did.
Right.
Hey, I've gone faster than this. Are you kidding me? I do it all the time. That guy's just a bag. That guy is just...
The hubris.
Exactly.
He's so entitled. He
exactly.
He thinks he's better than everybody else.
Exactly. That has to be removed from the equation, or they have to change the law. It's ridiculous.
It is. It's ridiculous. Representative Paul, don't call me Alonzo Mosley.
Do I know you?
Alonzo Mosley, FBI.
Jeez.
That was a great movie. Midnight Run, Alonzo Mosley, FBI.
I'm not saying it
was awesome. So, Paul, don't call me Alonzo Mosley, FBI. Here's the question. I think he's a one-term legislator so far.
So he's a newbie.
Yeah. You gotta vote him out for this. I don't like guys like this. I don't like people like this. I'd probably vote him out. But,
Don Shooter has a chance of winning again.
See, here's the thing. Does Paul, don't call me Alonzo Mosley deserve to lose his job?
No.
Meaning the legislature kicks him out?
No.
Probably not.
No.
But the people. Because we don't like politicians. Politicians are all weasels. Okay? This guy's the top of the list, weasel. And to be very fair, he could kill somebody.
Wait a minute. You just said he's a top of the line weasel, and then you say to be very fair.
I am being fair. He is a weasel. That's
he's a top of the line weasel,
yes.
But then you want to be fair about it.
Yeah, of course. I think he's a weasel. I think it's fair for me to say that. And the other thing is he could kill somebody. You're going 140 miles an hour. You could kill somebody. He's putting our lives at risk on the road. That's what he says.
To get home.
He drives like a stinking maniac, this guy.
I know.
So, I mean, I don't know.
If you're going to do it, don't flaunt it. If you have the ability.
Don't do it.
I know, 140. But my point is, if they don't change the law and other legislators actually do this, which I hope they don't,
right.
Don't brag about it. Especially when somebody has a body cam. What are you, an idiot?
Do I know you?
Alonzo Mosley, FBI.
Yaphet Kotto. One of the best actors ever.
Awesome. All right. So we'll keep. I think
I'd like to see Mosley run into Yaphet Kotto trying to say, "Hey, I've got diplomatic immunity." See what he did.
We called this Joker to see if he wanted to come on. So we'll see if maybe we can get him on today. We called them. All right. Coming up next, the Secret Service office in Phoenix is urging Valley schools to develop a way to stop school shootings. We'll tell you what they've come up with and will it work next.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News 92.3 FM. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News 92.3 FM.
Coming up at 3 o'clock. We haven't done this in forever. We're actually going to talk about, wait for it, Russia. Something actually happened.
With this
Russia investigation.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we haven't touched it because it doesn't look like it's going to touch the president. And if it doesn't, we know that Russia screwed with our elections. Everybody knows that. But did the president have something to do with it when he was a candidate? We actually have some news here about, wait for it, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll get to that at 3. So, you know, it was interesting. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. The Secret Service wants schools across the United States to establish threat assessment teams.
Yeah.
Now,
that's to prevent future school shootings.
And now we're hearing from a Secret Service office here in Phoenix from a special agent, and they're saying, listen, this is what we like to see happen in the Valley. So is there a way that the Secret Service could give some ideas to Valley schools about, hey, let's make sure we're all safe, let's protect the schools, and let's make sure there isn't a shooter?
All right, let's talk to Christina Beloud. She's the special agent in charge of the Secret Service office right here in Phoenix. Christina, Mac and Gatos, how are you today?
Oh, fine, guys. How are you?
Good, good.
The one thing I guess that I'm a little confused on is in this report, because the Secret Service, I think according to the report, you guys have had this special assessment or this threat assessment team for over 2 decades. You've interviewed multiple people, multiple shooters who remained alive, basically. And what you say is that as far as school shootings, it's not just white kids that do poorly in school or awkward. It could be an A student. It could be an F student. It could be the head of the football team, the captain of the football team. It could be a loner that likes to wear black every day. It seemed to me that it's so nebulous. Why would you put out some kind of report if there's really no pattern here?
That's a great question. What it boils down to is what we're looking for are stressors, or we're looking for emotional issues that students have. Is there any desperation or despair that they've gone through? So the Secret Service, we're in the business of evaluating threats against the president, right? First and foremost.
Right.
So we've done, as you can imagine, extensive research on all of the viable threats throughout all administrations since the beginning of time. We're 152 years old this year. So it was a nice parlay into violence against our schools and our children. Based on the best practices that we've learned through the years of investigating threats against the president, again, there's really no profile, if you will, against threats against the president either. So we've learned that there are usually some sort of a stressor in life or some type of event, significant event in a person's life that has caused them to feel this despair and to move toward violence as a solution.
Okay. Christina Bilaud is joining us, special agent in charge of the Secret Service office in Phoenix. So you guys are saying every school needs to have a threat assessment team.
Right.
Who's on the team?
So the National Threat Assessment Center is just a component of the Secret Service, and it's really our sort of center where we're gathering all this information and trying to put out the best product that we can to the public to help everybody. So the National Threat Assessment Center has put out just some guidelines on what the schools can do. We're desperate out there for some guidelines. So we're not just necessarily saying there should be a threat assessment team full of, you know, highly trained ninjas. What we're looking for are people in the mental health world, school resource officers, educators, athletic directors, coaches, people who have everyday interaction with multiple students to learn about what to look for, and then work together as a team in that school and try to come up with an assessment, a set of, like a checklist of things that they can look at and say, okay, this is a student of concern, or this is a group of students that we have concern over. And then instead of, and really take a proactive approach to intervening and talking to these people, learning about what's going on in their lives, providing them some assistance, giving them some guidance, talking with the parents, trying to alleviate whatever stressor that they might be feeling at that time, and try to avoid an unwanted outcome at the school.
Christina, is it like, this is how it plays in my mind. You've got a boardroom table at a school, right? And you've got some teachers and mental health workers and maybe the resource officer and a coach, or, you know, maybe even a parent or some students, and they sit at this table. Are they discussing, well, Johnny, who's in ninth grade, could shoot the school up? And they name him by name, and they start talking about individuals. Is that what we're going
to
do?
I don't know. That remains to be seen. What we're trying to give is autonomy to the schools. Again, we're providing a framework and giving some autonomy of the schools. Each school is different. All the demographics are different. Their locations are different. Their access to mental health is different. So we want to just provide a framework where students or where schools can look at their student body and figure out what works best for them. Okay. I don't know that sitting around a boardroom would be the best call for action unless there's some action they can take that's helpful, right? What we don't want to do is, you know, corner a student or make them feel like they're being victimized in another way.
Right.
So the importance here is to do it in a thoughtful, meaningful, constructive way so that we can bring these kids around and teach them and show them that violence is not the answer, that lashing out is not the answer, talking to somebody is the answer. I think, but foremost, we want to prevent these. And so by preventing them, you look at the stressors in lives. You listen to, so almost 81% of all of these events have been predicated upon some type of some type of behavior, a tweet, a Facebook post, some innocuous comment to a friend. So they're all preventable if we know what we're looking for. So what we're trying to do is sort of break down the barriers and really the stigma about mental health and encourage people to talk about it as regularly as they would talk about, you know, what they had for dinner.
Okay.
I think it should be that easy to talk about.
All right, Christina Beloud, the special agent in charge of the Secret Service office in Phoenix. The Secret Service assesses people and individuals all the time. Christina, which one of us is a narcissist? Can you tell?
You know what? I have to look at you. And since I'm not in studio, no, I'm just kidding.
Good answer.
Oh, I can tell you which one.
Yeah, exactly. Christina, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. So the Secret Service office in Phoenix urging schools to establish teams for campus threats.
We'll see how many schools actually do it in Phoenix.
Coming up next, is Delta discriminating against, of all things, pit bulls? Stick around.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Mac, don't tell anybody, but coming up at 3:05... We haven't talked about this in months.
Mic's on, right? You're telling
me. We're going to talk about
me.
Russia.
Oh.
There's
okay.
Actually some news about Russia.
There is?
That I think people need to hear.
Really?
Yeah. Russia.
And it's not about the World Cup, because that's in Russia, too.
Oh, right? I'll get to the World Cup. Don't you worry. It's a long show.
All right.
All right.
Tell me about it.
So. Was that a rip at me?
No, and you know what it was a rip at.
Mm. I don't. I thought you were saying it was. It's a, you sit here with me. It's like, you know. It's wow, man. The clock doesn't move.
Yeah.
So I'm on my iPad this morning.
Yeah.
And you know how I like airline stories. And I was hoping for a bad one about United, and I really couldn't find one. So I saw one about Delta. I just got off Delta, by the way.
Yeah.
Had a great trip. My wife and I took Delta. Wonderful. It was wonderful. Delta, are you ready for this? Delta has banned from their flight or all flights pit bull. I love pit bull.
Don't stop the party.
Louder.
I hate to stop the party right here. Delta has banned pit bulls, not the guy pit bull.
Dogs?
The dogs, the breed.
Well, that's not what I...
Right, right.
That's not what I thought that story was
It'd
about.
Be more interesting if they banned pit bull, because what airline doesn't want to party?
Yeah, see?
Don't stop the party!
Unfortunately, Delta has banned pit bull-type dogs.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's a little different than what I thought. That's a little Well, I feel much better about this story now. I'm just saying, I don't want Pitbull to be, I'd love to sit next to Pitbull.
He can afford his own private plane. He doesn't need Delta. Are you kidding me?
Me and him can do some solid dance moves in the aisle. It'd be great.
Yeah, that's what you two would do. The ban was announced back in June. It goes into effect this week. The impact is already being felt because guess what? People sometimes have pit bull type breeds as therapy dogs or emotional dogs, companion. Dogs.
Just a thought, though. Honestly, are pit bulls normally used for service animals? I don't know the answer to that question. If you were to ask me, do you think there are pit bulls out there who are emotional support dogs? I'd probably say no. Now, I've been around some pit bulls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with all the news and all the stuff that you hear, they do freak me out a little bit. But
right.
the pit bulls that I have actually been in the
around.
Same room with, they were really wonderful
sweet.
Dogs.
Yeah, they're sweet.
But then again, because I'm no expert on it, Then again, you hear of a, you know, a dog rips the person apart, and you're wondering, oh my goodness, is it the dog
right.
or is it how it was trained?
Right.
So I didn't know that they were service dogs. My guess would, I don't
most
know,
people,
that's not what they're, what are they bred for? They have to be a service dog.
Most people, well, they were protection, mostly protection
right.
and not necessarily service. That would be labs or golden retrievers.
That's my point.
But pit bulls are very smart breed, mm-hmm. a very active breed, and some do have them. One guy said he suffers PTSD, hearing loss. His doctors at the VA encouraged him to get a service dog. He got one. She's a pit bull, but now he can't take her on a Delta flight.
Yeah, Rudy Ramos, a Korean War veteran. Wow, how about that?
How dare you? Who are you to do such a thing? If this dog is doing what it's supposed to be doing, let it be.
He See, lives here. He lives in the valley.
Yeah, and that's the part that surprises me. If you can vet these dogs, why limit it to a breed? Why ban a breed if it is a service animal? You're just playing into the stereotype that all pit bulls at a moment's notice will rip right. your face off, and that's not correct.
It's not correct, but if you're sitting on the plane, do you like the fact that there's a pit bull on it?
I do.
You do, because you have pit bulls.
Right.
Other people would not like it. There are some people that would not like that. I think Delta's basically saying, let's weigh it.
Yeah.
Are people more fearful of a pit bull? They say the answer is yes. So banning the animal
right.
from the flight will make more people happy than not.
Well, you right? know somebody's going to sue Delta for this. I mean, it's going to wind up in court.
All right, coming up next. Should President Trump cancel his meeting with Putin?
And meet with Pitbull instead?
No. Now that 12 Russians have been indicted for hacking the Dems in the election. Next.